Spectrum One is a big deal. You get Spectrum Internet with the most reliable internet speeds, free advanced Wi-Fi for enhanced security and privacy, and a free Spectrum Mobile Unlimited line with nationwide 5G included, all while saving big. For the big speed, big reliability, and big savings you want, get Spectrum One. Just $49.99 a month for 12 months. Visit spectrum.com/bigdeal for full details. Offer subject to change. Valid for qualified residential customers only. Service not available in all areas. Restrictions apply.
Hello there, I'm Chuck Todd. I'm speaking to you from the set of Meet the Press, where we just wrapped up today's broadcast. Our guests included Louisiana Senator Bill Cassidy, Maryland Governor Larry Hogan, both Republicans, plus Dr. Anthony Fauci. Obviously, we wanted to make the focus of today's show this fight inside the Republican Party, and there's a reason for it. Where this Republican Party heads, this purging of people that disagree with Donald Trump, this insistence that the party suddenly has that if you don't believe in Trump's big lie, you're not a Republican in good standing. This is going to shape our politics. We can't really get around. We can't deal with anything else. You know, Bill Cassidy, he wants to talk about Joe Biden's spending and the $7 trillion. But even you can even hear they can't focus on it if they keep relitigating the past. And Donald Trump is leading them there. And you could just hear this in both Bill Cassidy, who did vote to convict Donald Trump, and Larry Hogan, who's not been shy about speaking out. They're sort of flummoxed. They both claim there's still room for them in the party, but you could tell that they're not sure how to explain this. Because there's only one explanation. Liz Cheney's out simply because she won't go along with a lie. And I found it interesting. Bill Cassidy believes you can have rational conversations with some people and push back and use evidence. And he noted that Rudy Giuliani, under oath, admitted the election was fair and only says his nonsense when he's not under oath. So this is the party problem for this party. You could hear it in these interviews today. There's frustration. They think that if they could get Trump out of the way, they might have a message. They might be able to confront Biden, make a case for smaller government, but not where it is now. And you'll hear Danny Pletka on our roundtable made a point. The Republican Party hasn't figured out what Trumpism is without Donald Trump. And until they can figure that out, they're not going to get there. As for Dr. Fauci, the good news is that there's no doubt we have some control of this virus. But I think the thing you'll take away, I know what I did, is I don't think we're ever putting the masks away. With this airborne and us not hitting herd immunity, the idea of having masks seasonally, which you'll hear Dr. Fauci say, we did beat up the, basically almost eliminated the flu season this year, that a seasonal wearing of masks may become the norm. So if you've ever traveled to Asia and noticed on the planes that many people that live in Asia wear masks when they travel, well, that could become a new norm here in North America as well. Look, we got a lot of great stuff on the show, but that was our focus today, the future of this party and the future of American politics with a Republican Party that's going down this road. It's going to be a long, strange trip for the next couple of years. And with that, here's your big number of the week.
Hey, everyone. Carrie Dan here from the NBC News Political Unit. And I am here, as always, with your number of the week. And let's kick off this number of the week podcast with a question. What does it mean to you to be authentically American? And I want you to think really hard about this because it sounds like an easy question at first, but of course there are a lot of potential answers. Maybe your mind immediately goes to the sort of abstract things, right? Personal freedom, the lofty ideals of the founders. But then you got to ask, which freedoms and which ideals? Is it the right to free speech? Or maybe the right to bear arms? What about freedom of religion? If someone is Christian, does that make them more authentically American, or are they the same as anybody else? So maybe instead you're thinking more about American customs and traditions, right? Going to baseball's opening day, or having a big turkey dinner with your whole family on Thanksgiving, or just, you know, spending the 4th of July at a barbecue belting out the lyrics to the song Born in the USA. But then again, not everybody loves baseball or poultry or even Bruce Springsteen. Does that make those people less American if they don't love those sort of traditionally American things? Speaking of famous Bruce Springsteen songs, you may know a lot of very proud Americans in your own life who were not, in fact, born in the USA. I sure do. I'm married to one. All of this leads me to the number of the week, which is 35%. 35%, per the Pew Research Center, is the share of Americans who say that being born in the United States is a very or somewhat important trait of being truly American. And that's noteworthy because that number is down quite a lot in the last 5 years. In fact, that number of people saying that being born in the U.S. is very important to being truly American was 55% in 2016. It's now down by 20 points to 35%, as I mentioned. That was the year, of course, 2016, when Donald Trump was elected. And I'd be remiss if I did not also note that Donald Trump was elected after rising to political relevancy by questioning whether or not Barack Obama was actually born in the United States. Spoiler, yes, he was, and I digress. I also mentioned religion earlier, right? 35% is also the share of Americans who say that it is very or somewhat important to be Christian to be truly American. And that is also down a lot from 5 years ago. It's down from 51% to 35% now. Interestingly, both of those things, religion and place of birth, the shares of people who say that that is important to being American is down among everyone, no matter how they identify politically. Of course, and this will be no surprise, conservatives are much more likely than moderates or liberals to say that being Christian and being born in the USA are important to being truly American. About half of them say so. But those shares are significantly down even among conservatives in the last 5 years. So, if most Americans say that a person's place of birth or their religion doesn't actually have that much to do with their Americanness, well, what does? Okay, let's do a very quick thought experiment, okay? You have to think very fast. What's the first thing that comes to your mind when I ask this question? What makes a French person French? Okay, you got it? I'm gonna guess a lot of you thought, well, French people, they probably sound like this.
Tu comprends-tu le fin mot de l'histoire?
Bah, je ne connais personne qui s'appelle Obi-Wan, mais il y a le vieux Ben qui habite derrière les dunes. C'est un type étrange.
French people speak French, right? Not just according to you. This same Pew survey asked French people what they thought was really important to being authentically French. And more than 90% of them said speaking the French language. In America, it's not quite as high when it comes to speaking English and how that relates to being an American. But a majority, still about three quarters, say speaking English is either very or somewhat important when it comes to being authentically American. And a similar share, about 7 out of 10 Americans, say that sharing American, quote, customs and traditions is what's really important to Americanness. Although I will note that the survey didn't elaborate on what those customs exactly are. I imagine different people think different customs are uniquely American. One custom that I see as one that at least many Americans have in common was a day we celebrated last week when we marked May the 4th, Star Wars Day. And if you're a true fan, or if you speak French, you may have already figured this out, but there was a little Star Wars treat for you fans in this podcast. This?
Au secours, Obi-Wan Kenobi. Vous êtes mon seul espoir.
Yeah, that was Star Wars in French. Maybe there are some things that unite us all beyond borders and language, after all. That's it for us, and may the Force be with you. Or as the French would say, que la Force soit avec toi.
Spectrum One is a big deal. You get Spectrum Internet with the most reliable internet speeds, free advanced Wi-Fi for enhanced security and privacy, and a free Spectrum Mobile Unlimited line with nationwide 5G included, all while saving big. For the big speed, big reliability, and big savings you want, get Spectrum One. Just $49.99 a month for 12 months. Visit spectrum.com/bigdeal for full details. Offer subject to change. Valid for qualified residential customers only. Service not available in all areas. Restrictions apply.